forward, and I sure hope that, that we can fix that situation one way or the other.
We hope so.
Council had wished to have this room reconfigured for audio, video equipment. The documentation is in your package, and there is a recommendation to be made. Something so wishes to make that. Councilor Muse? Deputy Mayor Muse?
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality engage the services of Catalyst Consulting Engineer to design the proposed new council chamber audio video layout and request for the proposal programs and oversee its implementation, and that the authorization be given for staff to oversee this process at a cost of up to $10,000, including expenses plus HST, to be funded on an unfunded liability from the 2021 operating budget.
Seconded by Councilor Romero. So oversee is implementation, which means that they would see it through to the end. Any other discussion points?
Yeah, a couple questions. So we're going to pay them $10,000 for everything that they're going to do, or just for
not the equipment?
No. But for this person to oversee, is that correct?
So they will come in, they'll measure up the room, they'll decide what size the table needs to be, they'll decide all the accessibility features about the right heights and things, they'll decide about the electrical stuff as far as what the technical components are, where the electrical needs to be upgraded or changed, they'll look at where the speakers are, about what speakers need to be in here based on acoustics, they'll prepare essentially an RFP or a document, a technical document with all the specs in it for all the different, the number of microphones and like those screens, the standard of TV screen that has to be in here, the standard of desks. They'll prepare all that. They'll go to tender. The tenders will come back. They will sit with us as the technical experts and go through and review it and tell us if A versus B versus C are comparable or if they're different. And they'll give us an opinion and recommendation for council as far as which one provides the best value and meets the standards as far as quality, timeliness, installation, warranty, all those types of things. And then once the tender is given by council, they will then watch, oversee the contractor, come in and install it, make sure it's installed properly, and make sure it functions properly and everything works perfectly before they sign off to pay the bills.
Okay. I've contacted three companies at Halifax. They'll come down, we'll do a site visit, see what we need, and there's no cost involved here. They'll do it, and then if we decide, then they'll go with the work. So like, I still don't understand why we're paying them $10,000.
Which one of those three companies would you hire?
They come in and they tell us what they have, what they're going to do, the price, and they go from there.
And so who's going to determine what they're telling us? If it's truthful, if it's quality material, if we're comparing apples to apples, or are they selling us something that's the product they sell versus the product somebody else sells? Who's going to do that comparison and tell us whether we're getting good value for money or we're just buying it from that company because they're good salespeople?
Well, does the company have any reputation at all? How do I know I'm going to trust this guy that's going to do this information for us? For example, same thing. I don't know who he is. I don't know his track record. I couldn't believe a company as well. I couldn't believe an engineer comes in.
And so we're paying somebody to give us their independent opinion who has done this before, versus going out and just giving a company a $100,000 contract, which isn't legal, by the way. It has to go to public tender for over $50,000 in goods, I believe.
Okay.
So what you're suggesting is we just ask the three companies and we pick one out of, we just decide which one we want, and we write them a check for $100,000.
No, what I'm saying is the companies come down, they do everything, all the work here, they give us a quote, and we look at the three quotes and we determine which is the better one to take.
And what I'm suggesting is we don't have the in-house technical expertise to understand which one is the best quote. Because technology changes every week.
True.
And so we need somebody who can analyze, assess, do that technical document, do the RFP, determine what the technical components are. So those companies you're talking about may come in with the audiovisual, but are they going to hire the electrician to do the electrical part? Are they going to hire all that stuff as well? Probably not. They're probably just going to bid on what they sell as a company.
Right.
So we're trying to hire somebody who's going to give us the all-encompassing package and do it all for us. And when we pay the bill, we can guarantee that the system is going to work and it's built to the
But his total bill's gonna be $10,000. There's not, we're not gonna pay him any more than that, is that correct?
That's correct. That's what's been authorized by council, yes.
Okay.
And this is the process that you agreed to. You all agreed to go to an RFP, to hire an independent consultant to do exactly what this says, and you were all warned what the price would be. So this is what you voted on, to hire an independent consultant, and then that independent consultant will determine what it is that's needed, and then that goes out to tender, and then one of your three companies that you've been in contact with could very well apply to match that tender or to answer that tender, or any other companies in Nova Scotia could apply at that point in time for the tender to do this room. But this is what the motion first started as, was the hiring of an independent person who does not sell this stuff to do a review of what's needed, and then tenders would go out across the province, and then everyone that deals with this stuff would be able to tender for the project. That's the process we had agreed on. Any other questions? Councilor Brown?
I think this is the route we have to go, because it's great to have somebody tell us what we need instead of having a supplier tell us what we need, what they need for us to buy from them. I think it keeps costs under control, and we get a better project of what we want, and it's arm's reach. I'm in favor of it.
Any other questions or comments? Councilor Merrill?
I'm in favor as well. We need a professional here. We're spending a lot of money, and we need to know what we're doing.
Yeah. And then again, when we get the figure it out, it goes to budget, and who knows, it may be here next year. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, signify by raising your hand. Contrary, motion carried. Where are we at? 11.1. So every year, Administrative Policy 9 comes back to council, and every year the exemption is always debated about what the exemption should be for low income tax people. So Mallory, could you tell us what your plan is?
Yep. So instead of bringing this forward every year and using putting in the actual amount, we're just proposing to change the administrative policy so that every year we can use the March guaranteed income supplement amount, which is what we've been using anyways, but this way we don't have to keep bringing it back. We will bring it back if we want the supplement amount to change, but for now we're suggesting it stays at 250.
And then next year, if the March income supplement goes up, then the exemption goes up. So the exemption will be hitched to the income supplement amount. So it just will automatically increase as the supplement increases without having to come back to council for decision. Do you understand? Is there any questions of Mallory? There is a motion we should probably put on the floor before we debate it on that recommendation. We'd like to make that. Councilor Charlton?
I move that Council of Regional Queens Municipality approve Administrative Policy 9 respecting tax exemption.
And seconded by Deputy Mayor Mews. Questions of Mallory? Are you all comfortable with the way this would work?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Councilor Gidney?
Quick question. Shouldn't that be in the recommendation that we have that in there so we don't have to do this every year? That it changes with the... Should that be in the recommendation?
If you read Administrative Policy Number 9 and you look down to the third, therefore be it resolved, you will see it is less than right there, the March Guaranteed Income Supplement for the most recent fiscal year.
Okay.
So that would eliminate it having to come back.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? If not, I'll ask for the vote. All those in favor? Contrary? Quitclaim deed. So, Mike. So there's a recommendation. Would someone like to make that recommendation and then we can discuss it? Councilor Romero, in whose district this is?
I move that the Region of Queens Municipality amend a previously approved motion of December 8th, 2020, which states that the Region of Queens Municipality agrees to grant a quitclaim deed to Robert Dexter for any interest that the municipality may have in property identified as PID number 70243837, and that this transaction be subject to Robert Dexter becoming owner of adjacent parcel identified as PID number 70088919 or a portion thereof, and that all costs incurred in this transaction be borne by Robert Dexter by replacing the name Robert Dexter with Glenn Dexter and removing the second clause of the motion.
Seconded by Deputy Mayor Muse. So Mike, do you want to explain, you know it says in here, do you want to explain the conversations you've had with Robert and Glenn?
Yeah, I guess just as a little bit of the background, as you'll all recall back in December, Council approved granting a quitclaim to Robert Dexter for any interest that it may have in the parcel that abutted the estate of Phyllis Dexter, which is was Robert Dexter's mother. However, I guess through grant of probate, the parcel of land is now in the name of Robert's brother, Glenn. So I guess both Robert and Glenn have come back to the municipality, and instead of the Robert Dexter acquiring the land of his mother's, that the parcel of municipal lands that will actually be conveyed to Glenn Dexter as opposed to Robert Dexter. And to do that, we need to amend the motion that was approved by Council back in December. It's the same intent, essentially, of what Council approved back in December. It's just the name has changed.
Is that clear? Any questions of Mike? If not, I'll ask for the vote. All those in favor? Contrary? And we had one absent. Selection of two representative volunteers for Provincial Volunteer Awards Ceremony. So Heather deals with this. This year there are only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 50th. And these, Heather, do you want to just quickly explain where these come from and the process that council adopted during the last council that they used?
Yes. Each year, there's a provincial volunteer awards ceremony held in Halifax. This year's ceremony will be held virtually because of COVID. They weren't planning it. It's in April.
Speak louder.
Sorry. I'll speak louder. Anyhow, each municipality across Nova Scotia gets to pick volunteers to be their volunteer of the year. The Provincial Volunteer Award is a once-in-a-lifetime award. You get it one time. It's Queens gets two. We're one of the few communities that gets more than one. We get two because we amalgamated, so we have the carryover of one from the county and one from the town. The way we do our selection is those volunteers that are nominated for ripple effect recognition throughout the year become our pool of volunteers that council selects from. So as the mayor mentioned, I believe there are 9 volunteer nominations received. There were several that were received as a couple or a group. If you're nominated that way, it becomes one of our 2 selections. So, the previous council and several other councils prior had some concerns about how do you quantify and pick the best from a pool of such great volunteers, and I mean, their biographies are in the package. They're phenomenal volunteers, we have wonderful volunteers throughout the department. So to try and weigh them, for lack of a better term, is really tricky. So what we do is we draw them, it puts everyone on a level playing field, and it doesn't allow us picking who we know or trying to pick what's better, for lack of a better word. So if you're okay, I can bring this forward and then you can choose two ballots.
And I must say, I really like this because having been on council past years, it was very difficult to do. Because you read and you think, oh, that's a great person, but then you know someone and you think, but they do a lot more than it says here, and it would often be a back and forth. So this is a very objective way to pick somebody. So, I got one in my hand. So the first one is Kendra Schott from Hunts Point. And you will know that Kendra did that whole Christmas Santa delivery gift. So what Kendra did is she delivered hundreds, she put word out in throughout all of Queens County that anyone knows anyone living alone, that's sad, that's lonely, please give her your name, and she arranged for Christmas gifts. People in the county bought the gifts to be given to the person, and they were all delivered, and I thought, what a great thing to do. So let's see the next one. The next one is Ron Shoup, Liverpool. Now I think Ron Shoup's a Russian. Well, he says Liverpool, but he serves the Milton Community Association.
He may be right on the line.
He must be on the line. So he's coached Special Olympics in floor hockey. He's been on the board of directors for 15 plus years, serves in all kinds of roles, looks after the bingo. So he's another great volunteer representing community associations. So I think that worked really well.
So there is a motion there.
So there is a motion
to
there.
Take these over.
Yep, so who wants to make the motion? And Heather will give you the names.
I recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality select Kendra Schott and Ron Shoup as the Region of Queens Municipalities 2021 Volunteers of the Year.
And that's seconded by Councillor Turk. The only comment I'd like to make is when I was on council, there were two categories. One was the youth category, and one was an adult category, which would have worked this year because we did have two nominees who were youth. So we could have actually drawn one of those. And then we also, but then some years we didn't have any youth. So, but it was always good to have a youth and an adult. And we have to vote on the motion. So we had a seconder, yes. So all those in favor, carried. And the council implementation report. Are there any matters on this report that you have a question of? I'm not going to go through them all because you've all had this package and you all should have read it by now. So as you know, it's just a way of keeping staff on top of ongoing and what's been deferred and what's still in the works. So that's fine. I need a motion to move in camera. Three items, moved by Councillor Amaro, seconded by Councillor Hawks. That we move in camera. All those in favor? We'll have a few minutes, take a break, a drink of water or something, and then we'll resume in camera.